Welcome to Season 1 of Keswick Virus Discs. Each day, a new member of staff reveals what they would take to a studio flat for a period of self-isolation during a pandemic. They have to choose three music tracks, one film, one book, and of course, a luxury item. Our fourth episode is brought to us by someone relatively new to Kez. She's a QMH tutor and keeps us all in line whilst also providing us with ridiculously identical twins that none of us can tell apart. Sorry, Joe, Ollie, or is it the other way around? Oh, I don't know. Introducing our very own head of learning support, it's Mrs. Marsden.
The things that I'm going to take with me into what I hope will be a luxurious studio flat where I have to be in isolation during this coronavirus are things that I get a huge amount of enjoyment out of, but also things that trigger great memories for me. And I'm hoping that that will serve two purposes. One, for me to be able to enjoy the things that I've taken with me, but also two, to be able to relive some memories which will use up some of my time. So the first thing I'm going to take is a Stone Roses track called Waterfall. And the reason for this is because it reminds me of my university days and the great fun that we had. It also reminds me in particular of a part of that experience when I went to live in Russia. I was studying Russian at university, and we went to live in Russia before communism fell. And it was very tough, and we could queue for at least 3 hours for a loaf of bread and had a very limited diet. And listening to Waterfall in my, what I hope will be luxurious studio flat, will put a wry smile on my face, knowing that someone else is out there facing the supermarkets during this coronavirus whilst I'm at home waiting for the delivery.
Track two.
My second piece of music is Dvorak's Stabat Mater. This lasts a good hour and a half. I love listening to it. When I was younger, I used to be able to sing, albeit probably quite badly, all the words. I do wonder whether I'd still be able to do that now. So it would give me great joy to listen to Stabat Mater. And also, it would trigger amazing memories of travelling through Europe with my parents, making our way down to what was then Czechoslovakia, again before communism had fallen. And my father was due to be a visiting professor in Prague. And we arrived in Prague to find that the Rolling Stones were touring and were playing in Prague. And I begged my father to take me. And we bought tickets for the price of £5, if you can believe that. And he and I both went off to listen to the Rolling Stones in Prague. which was quite the most extraordinary experience. The Eastern Europeans, it was still communism, had never experienced a concert before, and to watch them standing absolutely still and absolutely silent whilst the Rolling Stones were playing was extraordinary. And listening to Stabat Mater will remind me not only of that experience, but also of travelling through Europe, getting to and from Czechoslovakia. My final track is Coldplay's Fix You. I could have taken many things by Coldplay. I love listening to Coldplay. Fix You is something that's particularly special. I went to see Coldplay with Giles at the Wembley Stadium, and Fix You was a magical experience in the dark with all the twinkling lights, and listening to Coldplay singing live in concert was fantastic. It also reminds me of being a duty criminal law solicitor a good number of years ago now, and driving through the countryside in the middle of the night, going to and from police stations in the Cambridgeshire area to represent people who had committed offences and got themselves into trouble and needed legal representation. And no matter what time of night it was that I was called out, I was play Coldplay, and it always made the journey and the being awake in the middle of the night seem that much more easier to bear. So Coldplay would definitely be on one of my lists of music to take into a apartment with me. My film is perhaps an odd choice. I know that there are many greater films out there than the one that I'm going to take with me. But what I think I will take would be The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. For a couple of reasons. One is that it gives me a sneaky extra soundtrack to listen to, because I could have the film playing in the background while I was doing something else, but listening to the tracks, which would use some time. It would also allow me to sit and watch a film that I've shared on several occasions with my family, and it would bring back memories of them. In particular, it would bring back memories of a holiday in France a couple of years ago. We'd just enjoyed 3 amazing weeks in the south of France, and we're travelling back up through France to make our way home for the beginning of another school year. And we stayed in a campsite, and on that particular evening, we watched The Greatest Showman. And for some reason, just listening to those tracks takes me straight back to that particular night in that particular campsite with my family around me, all of us enjoying the film. And that, therefore, would be my choice of movie to take, despite the fact that I know there are many greater things out there. That I'd choose to take would be Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. There are some amazing books to take and great tomes that would keep me occupied for a long time. I haven't read, for example, War and Peace, but I think, thinking about it, Wuthering Heights, despite the fact I've already read it, would trump the others. Partly because it was written by a female who at the time was having to write in a male pseudonym, because females weren't able to be prestigious authors at the time. And partly because of where it's set in Yorkshire, And it's a passionate, rather distressing love story set in the dark Yorkshire moors. And not only would I enjoy rereading it in my isolation, but I would also enjoy the memories it would trigger of being in Yorkshire. I've spent every year since I was born, more or less, visiting Yorkshire. My father's from Yorkshire and all his family hail from there too. And reading Wuthering Heights and reading about Heathcliff on the moors would remind me of the walks that we've done, the endless walks we've done on the Yorkshire moors, around the Yorkshire coast and in the Dales, in what is a stunning area of this country. The luxury item I would take is not really so much of a luxury, it's something that we use every day, but if I went into isolation without it, I think I'd feel really quite bereft. I'm always rushing around doing jobs. I do jobs at home all the time. I'm very busy at work, and I never have time to stop and do one thing that lingers at the back of my mind as something that I'd really cherish being able to do, which is sitting down and just writing for writing's sake. So I think what I would ask to take with me into isolation would be a paper and pen, or more ideally, a laptop, or with just the word processing aspect of it enabled if that needed to be the case. And I think I would relish having nothing else to do but to write. I'm a serial course attender. I love learning new things, and I'm constantly studying for something. But to go into isolation without any of that, without my schoolwork, housework, studying, I think to have a laptop to be able to just sit and write would be an amazing experience and something that I wish that I'd made time for in my life already. And I think the thing that I would probably first start doing would be writing about my trials and tribulations, the highs and lows of bringing up a family with one of my daughters who's got ADHD and Asperger's, and how that's been, and that experience, and the pressures and strains it's brought, but also the amazing highs that it's brought with it. And I think maybe I would send that to my family as a love letter to them whilst I was in isolation and get that out of my system so that I was ready to write something that may be more for public consummation. I don't know, we'd have to see. But certainly I think being able to have a stream of consciousness that I could put onto a page during that time of isolation when I had nothing else to do would be great.
Well, there we have it. An inspiring, eclectic mix from our very own serial course attender. The question on my mind is, what is Mrs. Marsden's favourite cereal? I mean, you can tell a lot about a person by this. What are we thinking? I'm going with Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle and pop. Stay home, keep safe and be sure to join us tomorrow for episode 5 from the smiliest guy on campus. Bye for now.